Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My guests today are dad and daughter team, Tomasini family, Lisa and Luca, from the San Gervasio Winery, which is near Pisa on the Tuscan coast.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so who are we going to start with? Who's going to give us a little bit of family history?
Well, me, I'm going to start.
No hesitation there, was there?
No hesitation on it. Yeah, well, San Gervasio actually is the name of a little village in Tuscany, in the Pisa district, and it's property of our family since the 60s, so it's a very long time. My grandfather bought the estate at that time, yeah.
Was he Tuscan?
Tuscany, yeah.
So, but was he from Siena? Was he from Florence?
Well, no, we are between Pisa and Florence, 30 kilometers from the coast.
Okay. And dad? Did you learn everything from dad, or how did that work? What's the family
dynamic? Yeah, well, actually, I learned a lot from my dad. Yeah,
but not too much, though.
Yeah, well, experience is very important, actually. So I learned a lot staying at the vinery.
So you took over from your father, was that correct?
Yes. So
when was that?
My father was died in 2002. Mm-hmm. And so my father bought the winery in 1960. And it was the moment that in my area, everybody don't want to stay in the countryside. But my father loved this and as the occasion. And in the finish, he bought San Gervasio.
Was it totally ruined when he bought it?
Yes,
the buildings
were. We make a big construction for to make the renovation.
Was it a mixed farm? Was it like cows and or was it just cereal crops or was it vineyards? What was there at the time?
At the time, it was mainly the agriculture of the cereal, and the vineyard was the very little part. So, but they produce only very traditional wine, and for only table wine and not the wine that we are producing now. So I make the change.
Okay.
So when my father decided that I can take the winery, and so in the finish I decide to have this way of production.
So you planted vineyards? You planted some new vineyards?
Yeah, planted new vineyards. I make the renovation of the vineyards year by year, step by step. But in the first, when I start, I decide to have organic production.
Why?
Because it's my lifestyle. So, and I teach to my daughters, so this is the clean lifestyle.
But that was quite unusual, even I know Tuscany's been quite far ahead in terms of organics, but that was, when were you starting organics then, in the 80s?
So before my father, in his simple mind, so he started to have his organic, but I started to have the certification in 94.
Okay.
Because so at the moment I understand that it's necessary who somebody take the paper. So in Italy it's important, the paper, you know, but in the finish
the certification
is important. And now for the market is very important, but so I make this decision when nobody believe in organic production.
Okay, so you're organic pioneer. So Lisa, what are the wines that you're making in the markets that you're going for? And do you sell them as organic, or do you just say, listen, we make a good wine and it happens to be organic? What's your approach?
Well, our approach is to let people taste the wine first, and then we say that it's an organic wine as a added value. So for us, it's a lifestyle, but it's an added value.
Okay, right. So what are the main brands, the main wines, the main varieties?
Well, main variety is Sangiovese, right. Definitely.
And what are you making? Are you making Chianti?
Chianti.
Colli Pisani or not? Pisa Hills?
Chianti DOCG.
Okay. Chianti, so you've kind of opted, you could be Collini, you could be Pisa Hills, right?
We could be Pisa Hills, but we decide to be Chianti DOCG, Chianti Riserva as well, and Assyrio. It's our most important wine.
So what is the blend of Assyrio?
It's 100% Sangiovese.
So you're really focused on Sangiovese?
Definitely.
Why does it work so well where you are? Why does it taste so good from where you are?
Well, mainly our wines are very fresh and tasty. This is because of our soil. So we have a very sandy soil with a lot of limestone, a lot of fossil shells, and this minerality is the main character of all our wines.
So from sandy soil, you're getting a very fluid Sangiovese that's really easy to appreciate
fresh,
on its own.
Yeah, definitely.
What about Luca? What about on the winemaking side? How easy is it to work with sandy soils? Because they're not always easy to work with. They're easy to work because they're quite light, but they're not always easy to work with. If you see what I mean. What's the secret?
The secret is that normally we make to reach the soil with the cereal because the roots, it's very important to come through the soil to have the oxygen and the water.
So you're putting a cover crop in Sauvetio?
Yeah, absolutely.
So basically, so a cereal crop, that's really good at building organic matter and getting some substance into the soil so that it retains water.
Yeah. It's not only the water, but also the oxygen is a very, very important part, and especially in the sandy soil is important because my soil is close to the feet of the plant, and the plant maybe need more oxygen, and we work the soil with the machine to have more soft soil, and this is the really key. Also, we are in a place that we have not much rain normally, and so in this way we help the plant to preserve the humidity in the soil and to have more oxygen.
Yeah, so the cereals are really good at building organic matter. Decomposes in the soil, it forms like a spongy, humusy material, and when it rains, the rain is absorbed, and so when the vine is thirsty, it's there, it can go to the fridge, I can take some water.
We don't take more water to the plant.
About the fridge. Yeah, I know what you mean. No, this is the rainwater, so
and
like a sponge, and then the grapes, when they need it, they can drink.
Yeah.
Do your neighbours think you're a little bit crazy? Obviously, you've been doing organics for a long time, and they've seen that you've had a lot of success with it. Do they ask you questions, hey, what is the secret? Can you give us some tips, or do they just still think you're crazy?
So I think I'm a little bit crazy because I decided also since 2003 to stop any chemicals.
Really?
So I used the wild yeast from 2003.
Mm-hmm. And in the winery, in the winemaking?
In the winemaking.
The wild ferments?
Yeah. Yeah, so I now, at the first, so I remember I was very crazy because I don't have experience, but after this long time, I think that this choice is the real key for to understand the wine of my area, because I want that the people understand the wine of San Gervasio, and for explain the soil, it's necessary that you don't use any chemicals in the wine.
Yeah, to have a wild yeast ferment, you've got to have a lot of microbiology in the vineyard, happy microbiology in the vineyard, yeah? So when you're out selling the wine, do people, obviously the price, the labelling, the packaging, all that kind of thing, do they ask you, is it wild fermented? Do you get asked that?
Well, if you are in front of a wine lover, probably yes. People are interested in asking also about the winemaking. So sometimes for us, it's interesting to talk to those people and explain them how we work in the vineyards and in the cellar as well. Well, the big public maybe don't ask.
The general public. They just want a good bottle of wine.
Just want a good bottle of wine. Yeah.
So do you have like an agritourism? Do you have like accommodation?
Yeah, we do. We have 10 apartments that we rent at the estate.
Do people care that you're organic? I mean, like mums with kids, mothers with children, do they ask, or are they just not really bothered?
Yeah, well, it's growing, definitely. Well, at the beginning, as my father said, everybody thought that we were crazy, but now it's really part of a lifestyle more and more. Also in Italy, the organic life, organic food, everything is growing. It's a big deal.
Yeah, Italy's number one in terms of size of organic vineyard globally.
Yeah.
So, and you guys contribute that in some small way. In terms of the main wines, is it all red or white?
So the main production is red, so we produce
100%.
95%.
Do you make any rosato, rosé?
Yes, we make a sparkling rosé Sangiovese.
Sangiovese again.
Normally we start with the sparkling, then we have three different selections of Sangiovese from Chianti, Chianti Riserva, and Assirio is the wine of my heart because it's dedicated to my grandfather. And Assirio is the history of the winery. So in 2015, we have the
20th anniversary
vintage.
Yeah.
So is the wine of the history of Sangiovese. Yeah.
So are you happy? Obviously, you had a great relationship with your grandfather.
Yeah.
And he taught you a lot about respect for the soil.
So, because when he was died, so he was so young, but so I remember that he loved to drink wine. Because at this time it was very traditional, but in the Finnish, so when he has the opportunity to test it, to drink his wine, it's changed, so he was very happy.
But in the old days, it sounds silly, but I mean, it was fuel, it was calories, energy.
Yeah, definitely.
When you have really, Tuscany was very, very poor until quite recently, so you know, we think
so the wine was lighter, but everybody was drinking big quantities.
Yes,
bigger than
because it's, yes, it's a powerful for his energy for the job. So you think in the 60s, 70s was the moment of the change, but many people work in the countryside and they don't need too much, but drink.
Do you grow food as well? Do you have any, like, do you grow your own vegetables? You have
trees? No, not really. Well, we stopped. We had cereal, sunflower seeds when I was very young, but then we stopped and we focused on the wine production. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but at least you have that biodiversity in the vineyard with your cover crops and things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to say thanks to Lisa and Luca, Tomasini, daughter and dad.
Thank you, Monty.
Your great team. Monty. I don't think I've ever seen so many smiley faces when we got. Normally, when it's mum and dad, mum and daughter, or mum and mother and son, it's always that tension between, you know, the older the parent is thinking, they're going to ruin this interview, and the young person, my parents are so embarrassed. You know, so it's great to see that you're such a wonderful team.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I remember my visit. It was a long time ago. It was about 15 years ago. And I remember that day. I'm not saying that. I told you this before we came in the interview. It was one of those days of beautiful light that you get on the Tuscan coast. And I remember I loved walking around your vineyards because the soil was really spongy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always such a good sign. And at the time, you were one of the... I probably visited, I think, about 60 or 70 vineyards in Tuscany. And some of them were organic, but yours is the visit that really stuck in my memory.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So nice to see you after so long.
Nice to see you too. Yeah.
And it's very good to see that you've got a wonderful daughter and she's going to do a fantastic job.
Thank you so much, Monty.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.